It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, thanks to Thompson Whiskey.
This is Thursday Drive on 95BFM. I am Charlotte, filling in for Shaq, and it's my pleasure to welcome Matt from Thompson Whiskey to the studio. Hello.
Hi.
What thanks, a coincidence Charlotte. That I played the Mint Chicks and you're doing a mint drink.
Yeah, I know. I was, yeah. That was just coincidence as well. That wasn't planned, so nice one.
Synchronicity, I think we call that.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind, but I was craving a bit of Pitch Black, so I'll keep this underneath us.
Nice.
Just
fun.
Keep the vibe.
Perfect.
I feel like Pitch Black goes with mint. Tell me, what are we having today?
So we're having a mint julep, which is a classic American drink from, it's associated with the Kentucky Derby, actually.
Ah, goes well with fried chicken?
Maybe? Goes well with horse racing. Well, I imagine it goes well with fried chicken and beautiful drink for a hot day. I mean, one of the reasons why you get so many cocktails out of the States is it's just hotter, you know, and drinking neat whiskey, drinking neat spirits isn't so good. You know, you want something cooling.
Yes.
So this one here, amazingly, this is our Manuka Smoke Mint Julep, and our sales rep in Germany came up with this. It's so obvious, I can't believe that he did it and we didn't think of it. But we use honey, Manuka smoke whiskey and mint. Normally it would be brown sugar and bourbon whiskey and mint, but we're using honey and it was like all those ingredients are there and I've got mint in the garden and I never did this. I guess I didn't think that smoke would work in the mint julep, maybe. But
because I'm a big mint drink fan. Mojito?
Yeah, yum.
Is this, because they're quite a sweet, that's like got sugar and things in it.
Yeah.
Has this got a syrup in it? What are the ingredients? He's bashing up
some ice. The ingredients are, this became our official drink for Manuka Smoke.
Is it tulip as well? Sorry to interrupt, but tulips come.
No, sorry. It's julep.
Oh, julep, like D-E-W.
No, with a J.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Where does it come from? There's an artist called Juju Lips. There's an artist called Juju Lips. Maybe we name it after her.
Amazingly, I thought about, maybe I should have researched the history of the cocktail I'm going to put the ice into it, before I came in, but I was like, no one will ask anything about it. So normally it's served in a silver cup, though, with a straw, with shaved ice. But anyway, how we're making it. We've got fresh mint from my garden and we put an amount, like 6 or so leaves, into the glass.
It's interesting. Mint straight into the glass.
Mint straight into the
glass.
I feel
like I'm a commentator. I'm thinking of the horse racing now and I'm like, I feel like I'm commentating a thing. If you want to get in, Matt's fussing around with his mint drink, julep. You've got a real tool there.
I've got my muddling stick, which is, this stick is made from oak. Not that it matters, but I quite like this one.
Yeah.
And what it's for is for like a mortar and pestle, the mint in the bottom of the glass.
No ice, just
to release
the
flavour. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You do that to release the aroma and the flavour.
I got taught a trick once, and it does work, but it's quite a fancy bar trick. You clap your mint together. So throw it in the air and then clap it, because that then releases all the, it's like a little, give it a clap.
We do that. I've never thrown it in the air, but I'm not that bar flash, you know, but it's good. So we'll do that as well.
Yeah.
So we've got some nicer leaves. It's a good call. So it's not all the,
so it's not all like crushed up and gets in your teeth. Yeah.
Then I'm going to put the ice in now. So that the whiskey and the honey goes over the ice.
And then you've got some sort of syrupy situation. Is that the Manuka stuff?
So that's the honey that comes from my good friend Andy Rust, who has got hives out at Piha, and he's got a honey brand, which is the best honey, called Piha Gold. So now we're going to go with the honey. So it should be, 40 mils or something.
Oh, the honey's actually, there's a jar of sort of golden coloured liquid that Matt's got. And it actually looks very thick, like the honey was thickened at the bottom.
Well, what I did was I mixed the honey with hot water last night, and so I went like 2/3 honey, 1/3 water to make a kind of honey syrup.
Ah, it's very infused. I'm impressed with the colour.
Yeah.
And he's spooning it, not pouring, but spooning. Is that so you get the...
so I don't spoil.
Oh, don't spill
that's
it.
So
okay.
I don't,
that's not like a technique for flavour.
No. But it's in a jar, and it's so I don't get liquid honey all over the desk at the studio. That was that.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
Respectful.
Yeah. Which I've done. certainly spilt some stuff on this desk over the years. So I'm going to top it up with ice.
I'm going to be playing some Halloween songs, I reckon, after 6 o'clock as well. So if you're craving a particular one, if there's a local band that you're like, oh, they write such a good song for Halloween, please let me know. Oh, hear that sound. Sound quite nice.
Now you stir the ice around in it for dilution, so the ice melts a little bit.
Nice.
Right, good with that.
Oh, yay. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Over my laptop, careful. All right, so any thoughts or anything I need to do before I drink it, or is it just a small sip?
Just a small sip.
Just a small sip.
Yeah. The ice is cold. We didn't get much dilution.
Ooh, that's quite like... Ah... Anyone from BFM, love whiskey, come and drink some cocktails. That is delicious. That is very smoky.
Thanks.
I'm not a huge whiskey drinker, to be honest, so that's, I think, why I've found it so intense, but that's delish.
Oh, thanks.
I heard the whiskey.
Oh, there's whiskey lovers coming.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, have a sip. Maybe you guys could even jump on the mic and tell me what you're feeling and tasting when you drink it.
You want to go, Eloise? This is gorgeous.
Ooh. It's
that is really nice.
Can you taste? What can you taste?
Whiskey.
Yes.
It has a very strong level of whiskey in it.
Yeah.
I can't even taste the mint or that is mint,
actually,
right?
That's so true. I couldn't taste the mint either.
Well,
no,
what
I need to have
I
a bit more.
I poured from the hip there.
Oh, classic.
So, oh no, wait. The mint aftertaste exists. I can taste the mint afterwards.
Yes, yeah.
Just gotta let it
wait
sit.
For it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yum!
Did you make this?
Yes, I did. Yep. And the thing with this drink is it dilutes over time as well. So like it's quite strong to start and then it gets softer and softer.
But that's what you want, right? Give it a little kick at the start.
Yeah.
No, you have that. You have
that. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You be careful out there.
Thank you.
Matt, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Do you do anything else but Matt's whiskey? Like any other alcohol? Thompson's whiskey?
We do Victor Gin and we do Tommy, which is our new liqueur, which we did in the last 2 weeks, which was really good.
Oh,
yeah.
I love gin as well.
Yeah. May I just mention that it is the Thompson Whiskey Open Day and Cellar Door Sale this Saturday, which is round the back from Hallertau from like 11 o'clock, I think, something like that.
Great. Deals and whatnot?
Yeah, deals and whatnot. And you'll be able to try this cocktail as well. And we've got other, you know, you can try everything. So it's just quite good.
Excellent. Okay, Saturday out in, do we call it Helensville?
No, Hallertau Brewery, which is in Riverhead.
Riverhead. Near Hobsonville, kind of. No,
yeah, on
not
the
really.
Way.
On the way. Thank you very much, Matt.
Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Thompson Whiskey.